Blog Talk Radio.
We would render.
my dear beloved brothers and sisters. Sorry for the late delay. 7:34, we're going to have a word of prayer. Father, we want to thank you for this privilege. Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for this line, dear Lord. A while ago, dear Father, we have some technical difficulties. We start late, but Lord, we ask you to pour your Holy Spirit upon this line. Lord, bless me, Lord. Right now, dear Lord, I'm in some pain, but you are God, and you can do all things. Bless and keep that each one of us will share this health Thursday, Father, because we know that the enemy is out like a roaring lion. Bless us, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Welcome, my dear beloved brothers and sisters on this line. We know that tonight is Health Reform Thursday. And I'm asking my brothers and sisters to press number one that they can share. I'm going to open the line for 240, and we can just open for me, please. I will be just on the standby. 240-988, your line is open. 240-988, your line is open.
Oh, I'm sorry. My phone was on mute. My personal phone was on mute. I put it on mute. So thank you, Sister Power. How do you do? Can you hear me?
988, your line is open.
Can you hear me? You're not hearing me? Hello? Hello?
What is going on?
Can you check your phone, 248?
Hello, Sister Power, can you hear me?
Let's pray again. Father, we come to you boldly to the throne to give you thanks and praise. Heavenly Father, we ask you, Lord, to allow this line to go smoothly tonight. We know you are the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, and you can do all things. Bless us, Lord, that we will be able to praise you tonight and to bring honor and glory to your name. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. 240-988, your line is open.
Can you hear me, Sister Powell? Hello? Hello? Hello, Sister Powell?
All right.
Hello, you can hear me?
Five one eight four eight two six four six seven. Your line is open.
Okay, thank you, Sister Powell, for opening my line.
482-6.
Hello.
7. Your line is open.
You hear me, Sister Powell? Hello. Sister Powell, are you hearing me? Hello.
240. Can you check your phone?
Can you hear me, Sister Powell?
240,
can you hear me?
Your line is open.
I'm not sure what's going on with the phone. I'm here.
240-988, your line is open.
You're not hearing me? So I'm not sure what's going on today. But
I'm not getting no response, my dear beloved. Five one eight four eight two. Your line is open.
Hello, Sister Powell, are you hearing me?
I don't know what happened here tonight. Today.
Oh, my deep victorious, I pray.
Amen.
Can you hear me, Sister Powell? Can you hear me? Okay. Sorry, brothers and sisters. Sister Powell is having a little technical difficulty. We can hear her, but I don't think she can hear us. So I will kind of host until we sort out what's going on with her line. So I'll go ahead and just want to welcome you again this evening to Advent Light Ministry Prayer Line. Let me have a quick word of prayer. Heavenly Father, I just thank you for this day. I thank you for this opportunity that we get to praise you and to serve you, to glorify and to magnify your name, Lord. Please help us with whatever technical difficulties going on. Please help us. Please help Sister Powell to be able that her audio will be okay, Father. Please. Bless her again, oh kind and loving Father. Help her, Father, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen.
Five, your line is open.
Okay, I'll go ahead and open the line for 4988. Your line is now open. Good evening. Thank you for calling.
Howdy do, beloved. Can you hear me, Sister Carla?
I can hear you, so go ahead and speak, and I'll talk to your mom so she can probably call in through the regular line, and I'll assist her. Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
Amen.
All right, no problem. I just want to thank God for the opportunity to be here today, and I know that the devil is busy. He's causing technical difficulty with Sister Paul. I think you heard it. I'm not sure if you were able to hear her. But she was saying that she, right when she was supposed to get on the line, the line wasn't working. Now she's not hearing, and then she had this sudden pain. So we know that it is the enemy, but greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. So we can be assured that the devil is a defeated foe. So in the name of Jesus, we plead the blood over Sister Powell. We ask you, Heavenly Father, just to say it. You don't even have to go buy her house. Just to say it, like the centurion who was with his faith, knowing that you were able to speak it, and it will be done. So I thank you, Lord, for the healing power over her body and for working this line out, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord, for your grace, your mercies, and your loving kindness towards us. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. And so I want to thank you. I am just so excited to be with you all tonight on this Health Thursday. Amen and amen. As I shared with you all before, there's some people that really love to cook. That's Sister Powell. She loves to cook. I also have some siblings that love to cook. I don't love to cook. You know what I mean? I cook because I have to, you know. And so, but over the last couple months and things like that, actually, the last couple, like about 30 days, I have been, in the kitchen even more so than ever, right? Because my daughter came home from college, they had an outburst of, the pestilence, and so she was quarantined, all of that good stuff. And so I went into medical missionary mode and have been researching and have been experimenting. That's the word, right? Researching and experimenting, because as a cook, you really are scientists, right? You're a chemist, you're all of that stuff, biologist, you're a scientist, amen? And so I'm researching all of the wonderful things that I can give to her, you know, boost her immune system, have her eat to, you know, kind of change the diet and all of that. And there's so many information that I found out, right? So I shared with you all, like, I didn't know that, you know, after you eat a fruit, you're not supposed to drink any water until about, you know, 30 minutes or so or whatever. I really wasn't paying attention to that. I know not to drink while you're eating. I know to eat before you drink before you eat, you know, but I didn't really know all of that stuff, especially after you eat fruit. And so because of the fermentation. So we talked about that. So I'm giving you an abridged version. And so there's so many other things that I have learned that fruits, there are different types of fruits. You can't eat it. You have to know which fruit to eat on an empty stomach and which food to eat with meals. So what that means, remember we have talked about and spoken about that food is our medicine and it can be a detriment, right? So just like medication, we have to make sure, you know, there's some medication that doctors prescribe where they say you need to take it with food, you need to take it without food, you need to take it on an empty stomach. The same is true for food. And so I'm learning about that, and I am so excited. And so now I am in love with fermenting, and I'm in love with creating these things. So today I did chickpeas, and I made, I'm telling you, I made egg with the chickpeas. No, not just regular. You know how y'all make the scrambled chickpeas, the scrambled egg? No, real, real egg-looking stuff. Taste eggy, look eggy. I mean, it blew my mind, okay? I was like, what in the world? And so I was able to experiment with that, and my daughter came and she looked. She said, oh, my goodness, it actually looks like egg. And it actually had that eggy taste type of thing. I mean, I did add, you know, like the little turmeric and the seasoning and everything, and it was coming out like omelet and all of that stuff. I was like, what? I mean, I'm telling you, I am excited. I'm like a kid in a candy store because I've never done it before, and it is coming out great. Another thing is I shared with you all with the cauliflower. Oh, my world. Cauliflower is my new best friend, even though I always love cauliflower. But cauliflower, you can do so many things with it. So I can see why Sister Powell enjoy cooking. I can see why my older siblings enjoy cooking. Because it is really, you are really a chemist, right? You're taking, and we're taking plant-based stuff, and we're changing it and using it for food and food substitute. That is tasty, and it's all natural. How excited is that? And, you know, chickpeas is very high with zinc. And so, you know, those are some of the three things that they said you need to make sure that you're boosting on doing this pestilent, right? Zinc, vitamin C, and what? Vitamin D. So I am so excited. And my daughter actually ate the cauliflower thing that I did. And she was like, Mommy, this is so good. This is so delicious. This is my favorite. And so, you know, when kids tell you that something is their favorite, it really tastes good. And it is plant-based. So I am loving that. Another thing that I want to share with you, my son came home from work. He had like a little break, I guess his lunch break. And on his way, he was calling me. He was like, Mommy, I need you to make some of your concoction. Put this together because I feel kind of, you know. I don't like this feeling. And so I whipped up some, you know, the balm that we've been talking about, the garlic, the ginger, the onion. I didn't put any ginger in there because, no, I didn't put any garlic in there because I ran out of garlic. But I used my ginger, I used my lemon, and I used my cayenne pepper. And I mixed that up and I gave it to him. I gave him, you know, elderberry immunity with grapefruit and orange, all of this great stuff. And so my thing is, I'm so thankful for this line. You hear how excited I am because I hear all of these wonderful things that you all have shared with us. So then I am able to utilize it and give it to people. Amen. And amen. So thank you so much, Sister Carla, for opening up on my line because, you know, I could go and go and go with all of this excitement, all of this health things that we're doing. I guess, you know, I don't know if it's health thing, but all of these healthy, wonderful plant-based things that you all have shared and we can use for remedy and for healing of the land and the body and boosting our immune system. So that is one of my – I do want to share one more, Sister Carla, I promise. 10 seconds. So I had shared, did I share last week? Probably not on this line, but I checked my account, and I was only paid $20.56. That was last Friday. And I was like, what in the world? And so I sent out an email, and I left it because, you know, the devil always come with extra schism on preparation day. I don't know if you noticed that. But anyway, I was calm. I was like, you know, God, you're going to take care of it. I've heard the Holy Spirit shared with me back in December to pay up all the bills for January, and I was obedient and did. And because he knew that this was going to happen. He sees the beginning, the middle, and the end. And so I did. So anyway, when I checked the account and realized that they didn't pay me but $20.56, I was like, God, you're going to take care of it, right? And so I went into Monday, peace. I was at peace. I, reached out to some persons, and they were like, yeah, I don't know what happened. They should have paid you, But in any event, we prayed about it. God worked it out. I was able to minister to the payroll individuals, three of them, and God had ordained it for that to happen. And so one lady said, you know what, I need a lot of prayer. And I was able to pray for her. I mean, she was like, I need prayer for the whole year. So I want you to lift up Laura in payroll, that God will continue to give her the peace and guidance and comfort and strength that she needs as well. I also want you to lift up Emma as well. And the young man that answered the phone that gave me the direction, I don't know his name. He's just the receptionist. That's what he told me. He didn't tell me his name. But I want you to lift him up as well, because God really manifests himself. And then they said, you know what, we'll work it out and you'll get paid by tomorrow. So I thank God for working out all things. So I'll leave with you. Don't worry. Exodus 14:14, for the Lord will fight your battle, and ye shall hold your peace. All things work together for good for them who love the Lord, called to do his purpose. Romans 8:28-29. God's blessing, peace, and love to you, beloved. I am so excited about God's goodness towards me. Thank you, Sister Carla.
Amen, amen, amen. You guys hearing me now?
Yes, we can hear you. Can you hear us?
Okay. All right. Thank you, Sister Stephanie, for sharing. And thanks, Sister Carla. Brothers and sisters, I'm telling you, you know, when you look at the enemy, all the things that he do, well, we just have to give God thanks and praise, right? Right now, I'm not feeling too good. I'm having a pain in my stomach. But you know what? God is able to do all things. So, my dear brothers and sisters here, I'm asking you to press 1 that I can open your line. We start late. We ask you to please, if you can, just brief to 5857505. Your line is open.
Hello, beloved. Hello, Sister Power. Hello, my brothers and sisters. My name is Brother Eli. I'm calling from Boston, Massachusetts. Sister Power, I have a prayer request tonight, Sister Power, because I'm feeling, Sister Power, my prayer request right now is to pray for my mom. Lift up my mom in prayer, Sister Power. Sister Power, please lift up Brother Jahari in prayer, because Sister Power, he said that he do not like me, Sister Power. This is the enemy, Sister Power. The enemy is using Brother Jahari at the moment. But Sister Power, please lift up Brother Jahari in prayer, because he say that he do not like me, and I'm feeling down, Sister Power. Tell brothers and sisters to encourage me at the moment, because I'm feeling down, Sister Power. I'm feeling sad at the moment. Tell everyone to encourage me on this line, Sister Power, because Brother Jahari said that he do not like me, Sister Power. And my feelings are breaking, and Sister Power, he said that he's not friends with me right now. Sister Power is not friends with me anymore. And Sister Power, my feelings are breaking, and Sister Power, he's not friends with me anymore. Sister Paul, he needs prayer at the moment. Brother Jahari, it's hurting my feelings, because Sister Paul, I'm feeling down at the moment. Tell brothers and sisters to encourage me on this line. Tell Sister Stephanie to encourage me, Sister Paul. Tell Sister Tamiko and everyone to encourage me.
All right,
thank
Brother
you.
Eli. Okay. I'm going to open the line right now and just ask Sister Carla if she can lead us in prayer. A general prayer, but Sister Carla, you listen to that request. Can you just lead us in prayer, please? 423-635. Can you just
can
pray
you hear
for
me?
Yes,
can you hear me? Okay, amen. Let us pray. Let us pray, brothers and sisters. This is a time that we need to approach the throne of God for on behalf of our brothers and sisters. kind and loving Father, there's nothing too hard for you, Lord. We come before you, O Lord, in the name of Jesus, on bending knees, Lord, asking that you will help us, O Father, asking that you will hear the crying Brother Eli's voice, O Father, hear his supplication, his prayer, his request for Jahari. Lord, this is an ongoing thing, O Father. We know the devil is wrapped. He wants us to not get along. He wants to be animosity, O Father. He wants us to be divided, O Father. But we ask, O Father, in the name of Jesus, that you will help us. We ask that you will beat back the enemy, O Father. We ask that you will work everything out accordingly. Lord, may your will be done in Brother Jahari's life, O Father. May your will be done in Brother Eli's life, O Father. Help Brother Eli to continue to minister to Brother Jahari. Help him, O Father, when these things come up, to cry to you, to go to you, O Father, and talk to you as a friend, knowing that you hear him. Oh, Lord, please touch Brother Jahari's heart. Soften his heart, O Father. Be with Brother Eli, his family, his friends, O Father. Strengthen them. Lord, speak to them in a language only they can understand so that they can hear your still voice saying, this is the way, walk ye in it. And I also lift up Sister Powell, O Father. You know what she's going through. You know the enemies are trying to attack her body. O Father, I ask that you will also beat back the foe. I ask that you will heal her, Father, in the name of Jesus. Touch her because you are the great physician, Lord. Strengthen her. Bless her, Father. She's having faith, Lord. She came on despite of what she's feeling, oh, Father, because her heart is on upon you. Her mind is upon you to do the work and to finish the work that you have called her. Give her healing. Give her strength, oh, Father. Give her determination and will to carry on no matter what. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, touch her, Lord. Even as the line is acting up, oh, Father, we see that you are mighty, oh, Father, that you will hear our prayer, and you will work out things accordingly, and you will bring others together to intervene, and the angels is all around to protect us and guide us and keep us marching forward. Keep us, O Father, from falling, and present us falling before you, faultless before your coming, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray with thanksgiving and honor. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister.
Amen. 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 Thank you, Sister Carla, for praying. Oh, God is so good. He's so great. God can answer all prayer, Brother Eli. Just be faithful. 631-552, your line is open.
Blessing, good night, family of God. Blessing, good night, Sister Bell. Thank you for opening up my line. I want to thank God for the opportunity to be once more back on the line. It's been a while I've not been on the line, and this line is dear to my heart. I've been on this line from 2016, and it has been a blessing in my life, and I want to thank God for that. As I came on the line, I heard Sister Paula was praying. I was listening to her prayer. We are living in a day and age that, as a people, we have to pray one for another because the trials of this life, more and more the enemy is trying to get us to submit. He knew what he had before in the kingdom above, and he know that everything is lost now, but he seeks company, so we have to keep on the battlefield for God. So I have a report for you as we just came back from Washington, D.C., the mandate that they had in the mandate march they had at the Washington Monument and the Lincoln Memorial. They had a gathering of all doctors from all walks of life speaking about natural immunity and about liberty of conscience and that. And we were there representing our Father, giving out books like The Great Controversy and Steps to Christ to Individuals. But our main focus was on The Great Controversy because this is the book that needs to be in the hands of humanity because we are living in a... It is nothing new to us. It's nothing that I'm saying that we are not experiencing, that liberty of conscience, coercion, force force submission into things that our conscience tells us not to do. But we know that who is behind this is the devil. But God will win. And while I was there giving out these books to individuals, and a lot of people were saying to us that they truly appreciate what we are doing, and we are dedicated to our cause. And I told them, while I giving the book, I told them that this book is speaking exactly that what you guys are talking about. A lot of people have died for liberty of conscience because they choose to stand for what they believe. So it was a blessing, and I just continue to pray for those people. I think the amount of books, there was 30+ thousand people that was at the in D.C. And almost everyone that you saw got a book. So you know that the books are what was being widely distributed. I can't give you a count based on the amount of books that was distributed, but God knows. But it's a lot was given. We had about a lot of book was there, a lot of books. And the root, and all we do it, every corridor was volunteers from all over the United that came to volunteer and give out these books. You know, I want to share something with you that was very important, was shared by Robert Kennedy Jr. One of the things that he says is that when you check the amendment, the First Amendment, that what they put in the amendment, that liberty of conscience, free speech, and one of the things, that freedom of religion. And we see during COVID crisis what happened to freedom of religion. People could not worship in churches as they could. They have to follow the policy. And bar open, and liquor store were open. He was saying that that liquor store and bar was not on the amendment, but churches were on it. So we see that people weren't unable to worship. So we see that it was an attack on the church as well by the enemy of our souls. And we hear people from the world speaking. And all these doctors, Dr. Malone was there, Dr. McCullough was there as well, and a lot of nurses, firefighters were saying no to this thing, you know. And senators was there as well. And on the 24th, they have we had that on Monday, they have a thing that was planned by a panel discussion about 50 doctors by Senator Ron Johnson. At the Senate, he had a second opinion. That was the theme. And a lot of doctors and nurses spoke out, and they said the majority of people that died was based on negligence, because treatment was there, but the treatment that they had to use to help these people, they were not prohibited to use these treatments. And they state that. So we see that the enemy of our souls, his ultimate goal is to steal, kill, and destroy. That's why Christ described him in John 8:44. He's a liar and a murderer, and he abhors not in the truth. He's the father of lies. So we ask you to pray, because we are resolute to do the work of God. And while we do the work of God, we know that we will face opposition, but he that begun a good work in us, as Philippians 1:6 says, he will finish it on that perfect day. So I ask for your prayers. I ask for your prayers continually, because my aim and my desire, as I accept Christ in my life way back a few years ago, is to work for God and to do his will. And I pray that I continue on that journey and be more purposeful, especially as we see the day of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ fast approaching. Thank you so much, Sister Paul, for opening up my line.
Amen, 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 amen. Amen. Thank you, Brother O'Neill, for sharing that wonderful report of Sunday. God was there. We were praying for the team. And we thank God that God have allowed you guys to be on the battlefield and that you can bring that wonderful report. So I just want to thank you very much, my dear, for sharing. All right. Open this line. Patient with me, my dear sister. 225-337, your line is open.
Good evening, my brothers and sisters. I want to thank the Lord for blessing me to get on the line once again. And I want to thank the Lord for you, Sister Power, as I heard Sister Carla pray. And I must definitely lift you up in prayer because the one whom lift up everyone in prayer, we always know what the enemy did to Job. And because Job had an upright heart to do God's will. So, Sister Power, my prayer will be for you after I share a scripture. And I just want to thank God for the blessing that I'm hearing with Brother O'Neill, the report he's bringing back. You know, brothers and sisters, the work that was done there, it was so powerful amongst those doctors and nurses, amongst the elite. These people are in high authority. And if they can be out there witnessing and telling people about these things, what you think we should be doing? So I'm just grateful. But there's one thing I'm praying that Brother O'Neill and the brothers, you know, as I read Spirit of Prophecy, it speaks of the South. And let me tell you something, brothers and sisters, no one need it more than the people in the South. The people in the South are not getting the word. There's no one here actually bringing the word to the people. So I'm praying that my brothers and sisters can get together and we can go out. And I am willing to do the work when my brothers and sisters come out here. And I pray that we can go out and share the gospel with those that's on the street. Already, the Bible says the harvest is plenty, but the laborers are few. So let us go and labor in the field where God can bless these people, because he said if they don't take heed, if they don't take heed of the word, well, it's on them. So it's not on us. So we just be blessed. And Brother O'Neill, please pray about it. I'm praying about it, and I know the prayer line praying. So I'm just going to read a scripture, Sister Power, and then I'll offer a prayer. Amen. And I also want to thank the Lord that I was blessed today to finish my Sabbath meal. Sisters and brothers, I had practiced to finish my Sabbath meal on Thursday and sometime Wednesday and have it all done for the week. But I had got caught up and was slacking in about a month. But God's grace, I did it today. So I'm thanking God for that. And you know, he is able to help us and keep us from falling. So I'm going to read Habakkuk chapter 2. And I'm going to read this because of what Brother O'Neill is saying. And it says Habakkuk chapter 2. I want to start from verse 1, and I'm going to read through verse 4. And he said, I will stand up on my watch and set me up on the tower and will watch to see what he will say unto me and what I shall answer when I am reproved. And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain up on the table, that he may run that read it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak, but not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. Behold, his soul, which is lifted up, is not upright in him, but the just shall live by his faith. So as I read this, the message that I'm hearing tonight, that my brothers blowing the trumpet, they out there telling people about God's word. So let us just offer a prayer and I want to offer a prayer for Sister Power and the ministry, that the word and that these books that the people read it. Amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, Father, we come before you, Lord, on this prayer line. Lord, Father, we ask that you hear the words of your children, Lord, as we humble ourselves before you. Father, we ask you to forgive us for our sins, and we ask you, dear Lord, to bless those books, the ministry, everything that went out, Father. You say blow the trumpet, and the trumpet has been blown and sent out a message, Father, and now the people have it in their hand. Heavenly Father, we pray that you bless those. Help them, Father, to open the books to read and to know that this plague that been plagued, Father, the enemy is doing it, and he trying to keep people mind off of Christ. But yet, Father, you said, look up and stay focused and keep your mind upon the Savior Christ, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And Father, we also pray, Father, for those that are with the books in their hand to learn about your Sunday law. Father, most important, oh Father, that they may know that the time is coming, that they're going to know, they're going to have to choose who they're going to serve, whether they're going to worship the enemy or they're going to choose God, which what God says his Sabbath is holy. And when whoever keep his Sabbath is worshiping him. So, Father, we thank you tonight for the blessing books that you've given us, for the blessing Savior, for your Holy Spirit, for all that you have given to us, Father. And I'm asking you, dear Lord, as you blessed Brother O'Neill and the whole ministry to come back home safe, Lord, we thank you for that. We thank you, Father, for blessing them to give those books out. We thank you, Father, for allowing the people to get these books in their hand. Now, Lord, we need your Holy Spirit to lead them. And, Father, we thank you so much for this prayer line. Now, Father, we also want to offer a prayer for Sister Power, one who prayed for us day and night throughout the week. Father, we lifting her up to you tonight, Father. We pray, Father, whatever the ailments are, Lord, we pray that, Father, that it be in your hand, because whatever you do, Father, if you allow it, Lord, help her to get over, help her and give her wisdom to know what to do and how to do it. Because, Father, you say that you would have times that where that we won't be able to climb over the mountain, but we can be able to speak to that mountain, say, be thy removal, and that mountain will be moved if we speak. So, Father, I'm praying, Lord, let Sister Power speak to that mountain, that ailment or whatever that is caused in our life, Lord, that she's able to pray, and that will be moved out of her life. So, Father, we thank you tonight. Lord, we thank you for everyone on the prayer line. We thank you for the speaker. We thank you, Father, for all your blessings that you bestowed on, even the giving us a new day that we see. And thank you, Father, once again, and we pray all this in your Son Jesus' name. Amen, amen.
Amen, 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 amen. Thank you, Sister Leola.
Thank you. And thank you for...
Thank you for praying for us, and thank you for that reading, brothers and sisters. God want us to be on the watch and also to be on the battlefield, and if there is no other time we need to do it, it's now. So, my dear beloved, I'm going to open the line for 240 that she can. Tonight is our health reform, and we're asking you all, brothers and sisters, to get your book and your pen so that you can take notes. I'm going to open the line, and also thank you all for joining tonight. 24988, your line is open. Can you join? 24988, your line is open.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hello? Okay. Amen, yeah. And amen and amen and amen. And so I was moving into, I thank everybody, you know, Sister Leola for the scripture and the prayer, Brother O'Neill for coming and sharing and being a part of that mission. It is always such a blessing. It's rewarding. I know I've heard Brother O'Neill on the line, soft voice, you know, but I actually met him 2 years ago, Sister Carl and Sister Pa. Can y'all believe it? It has been going on 2 years, a little bit going on 2 years, 2020, when we did the mission in D.C., right? We did September together. Sister Powell was there. Sister Carla was there. Sister Martina was there as well with Chris Hudson, Pastor Chris Hudson, and it was quite rewarding. It was such a blessing. And then I didn't know that, you know, that was Brother O'Neill. He was on, you know, in a group that I was not in his group, but I was there, and I heard somebody bellowing out some songs. I don't know if you know that Brother O'Neill could sing, but he was singing, and when he was singing, coming, the people were walking by, and they stopped, and they were singing, and they were ministering, and this was pretty much after the books were already distributed. So we thank God for using you, O'Neill, Brother O'Neill. We thank God for your obedience and your faithfulness being on the battlefield for him. And so we did it again back in December of 2020 as well. We had the opportunity to go out and do it, do the same thing again in D.C., Washington, D.C., the District of Columbia, and it was truly, truly, truly a blessing. And those books were being passed out. So we thank God, you know, for this venture and for this opportunity. We pray that the seeds that have been planted, the Holy Spirit will blossom and bloom them so that they can be drawn closer closer to him. And I do know I've been listening to Dr. Peter McCullough, and he's not an Adventist, but he actually had read The Great Controversy, or The Great Controversy, and was saying the last 8 chapters was really where we are now. And so we have a prophet that our prophetess that we're not deeming as a prophetess, right? Some of us have put her in the trash heap, and we have outsiders are saying, wait a minute, this very thing that she shared and talked about years ago is unfolding right in front of our eyes. And so I wanted to thank you for that. So I was going to go into days of ministry. Never before had there been days like these for the world. Heaven was brought down to men. So I'm going to read some of that. And I do want, as I heard Sister Sister Leola, I heard Sister Carla, I know that Sister Timiko has been on the battlefield, Brother Richardson, Sister Richardson. And so I am going to read a little bit as well out of Save to Serve. Save to Serve. Ye have received, freely give. So I think I'm going to read a little bit from that segment, but I'm going to start with days of ministry, because this is what we need to be doing, right? We see that America is speaking like the dragon, right? The image is speaking like the dragon. We're seeing these things. Brother O'Neill outlined that churches were closed per the mandate over the last 21 months, but the liquor store was open. What is wrong with that, right? And so is there protection for liquor store in the amendment, Brother Elroy? Brother Elroy is my other co-host on the other line. So, Brother O'Neill, is there? I heard you say there's no protection for liquor store. Can't even say that fast. Liquor store in the First Amendment, but religion is, right? And it certainly was not protected during this time. And so, Heavenly Father, as we come to share your word, we ask you, Lord, to empty us of ourselves. Empty us of ourselves. And pour out your Holy Spirit within us so that we will be used to do your will. We will be used to do your mission touch my lips with coal, Heavenly Father. I know the enemy was busy with the lines, but Lord, you are in control. You said where two or three are gathered in your name, you are in the midst. So I thank you for abiding with us today. Keep us alert. Lord, let us be retrospective, thinking about what is going on and where we are and what we need from you, Heavenly Father. We need a revival and reformation, creating us a clean heart, renew a right spirit within us, Lord. Allow us, Lord, to leave here to change within you, not to be the same, Heavenly Father, but to be filled with your Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Forgive me if anything that I've done that is not in line with you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. So I know Sister Powell did not get a chance to talk about the eight doctors that makes house calls, right, because of the technical difficulties. And we know, and she says that she's not really feeling well, so we're going to say it together. You could say new start. The N is for nutrition. See, I can't sing. The E is for what? Exercise. The W
water.
Is for water.
Exercise.
The S is, go ahead.
Water. Sunshine, temperance, air, rest, and trusting God.
Amen and amen. And so I'm going to segue to, as we have always read it, read the scriptures. I know you're able to recite them. And so Genesis 1:29 says, and God said, behold, I have given you what? This is Health Thursday, beloved. I have given you every herb, what? Bearing seed, which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in the which is the fruit of what?
The fruit of the tree.
To you it
shall be for meat.
I have given every green herb for meat, and it was so. That was verse 30. All right, I think Sister Paul is getting her strength back. Go ahead, beloved, and we're moving to the third epistle of John. Go ahead and read that. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for answering prayers.
The elder unto the well-beloved girls, whom I love in the truth. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. For I rejoice greatly when the brethren came and testify of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in the truth. For I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in the truth.
Amen, 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 and amen, amen, amen. Thank you so much, Sister Paul. And I like Revelation chapter 22, verse 2, in the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there the what? The tree of life, which bear what? 12 manner of fruits, and yielded her
for the season.
And we eat, and are you reading it?
Yielded her fruit every month.
This
and
a little
the
jump
of the tree for the healing of the nation.
All right, yes. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nation. So we have everything. We have everything. So even if we come down with a pestilence, we have the healing. It says that in the word, right?
Yeah.
Right. That we have the leaves of the tree for the healing of the land. And so, Days of Ministry, page 28, it says, never before had there been days like these for the world. Heaven was brought down to men. In the fisherman's home at Capernaum, the mother of Peter's wife is laying what? Sick of a great fever. And they tell him of her. Jesus touched her hand, and the what? The fever left her. This pestilence, this variant that is coming, it says it comes with what? That's what they were doing, right? They were checking to see your temperature, and if your temperature is higher than normal, the diagnosis is usually that you have a fever, right? And so Jesus touched Peter's wife, who was laying sick with a great fever, and she was healed. And she rose. It says Jesus touched her hand and the fever left her, and she arose and ministered to the Savior and his disciples. Luke 4, verse 38, Mark 1, verse 30, and Matthew 8, verse 15. Rapidly. So do you all believe that you have, God has bestowed the power on you to heal?
Yes.
I just want you to ponder that. Do you believe that? Because, you know, it's right? Faith, right? We also need that faith, because we could do all of these plant-based stuff. We could use all of these, you know, these natural remedies. If we don't have the faith, it is going to work that God is going to do what he says that he's going to do according to his will. Amen? It won't work. Amen? And so it says, rapidly. And so I noticed that when she was healed, what she did was, did she say, you know what, I'm just going to sit down and chill? Mm-mm. Right? She said she arose and ministered to the Savior and his disciples. What? Right? So when you get blessings from God, do you keep it to yourself? Is that what the word said? No, you need to go out and minister and share it. Share that word. Share that healing power with others. Oh, man. Rapidly, the tidings spread. The miracle had been wrought upon the Sabbath. And for fear of the rabbis, the people dared not come for healing until the sun was set. Then from the homes, the shops, the marketplaces, the inhabitants of the city pressed towards the humble dwelling that sheltered Jesus. The sick was brought upon litters. They came leaning upon staffs or supported by friends. They tottered feebly into the Savior's presence. But as Brother Oni pointed out, the churches were closed, and the churches are closed now again too, most of them, many of them. They don't even want to touch babies when they're dedicating them as well. They don't want to do that. They don't want to touch anybody. And I know there's a scripture that says that, what, the elders are to lay hands, right, on the sick. That's not happening now. Hour after hour, they came and went, for none could know whether tomorrow would find the healer still among them. Never before had Capernaum witnessed a day like this. The air was filled with the voice of triumph and shouts of deliverance. And trust and believe, those books are going to bring healing. And I'm pretty sure those books brought healing on that day, on Sabbath as well. Because I know when I was there, Sister Powell, you can attest to that. Just sharing the books with them. Some of them, you were able to ask them to pray. They wanted you to pray for them. They wanted to know what was in this book and why was this book so important. And so you had an opportunity. I know Brother O'Neill had prayed on some of the corners of, because I remember that as well, the corner of Washington, D.C. And just, it's just such a privilege when someone can come up, you don't know them, and they can ask you to pray for them, or they can, you know, they could say, sure, I would love for you to pray for me. That's healing for them. That's blessings and peace. There's so many things that are going on. How unsettling it is to know that you don't have a job because you decided to exercise your God-given right, your liberty of conscience. You're demonized. You're berated. You're belittled. You're shamed. Right? But we know that these things are going to come. All right? And so it is just such for me. I know for me, where would I be but God? That's all I'm going to say. Because if there was no God, I wouldn't be able to say, okay, $20.56. Okay, cool. I mean, I would be losing it. Like, wait a minute, what? Bills need to be paid. Da, da, da. But my Heavenly Father already taking care of me. Because he said in his word that he will never leave or forsake me, right? He said in his very word, right, that he will never, the righteous will never be what? And his seed will never what? At all. These are encouragement. These are love letters. These are assurance that you can go back in the word and find. Let not your heart be what? Come on now, I know y'all can fill those blanks in. I'm hearing you. count it all what? These are encouraging words that God is giving us and has given us peace that passes all understanding. There are going to be more to come. There are going to be more to come. But we can be assured that if we continue to do what? To abide with God, he will abide with us. Amen. So don't give up. Keep holding on. Don't let go. Don't get better than God. Amen and amen. So we continue. It says, the sick were brought upon, go up. Then from home, the shops, the marketplace, the inhabitants of the city pressed towards the humble dwelling that sheltered Jesus. The sick were brought upon litters. They came leaning upon staff. You heard this already, but we're reading it again. Are supported by friends. They tattered feebly into the Savior's presence. Hour after hour, they came and went, for none could know whether tomorrow would find the healer still among them. Never before had Capernaum witnessed a day like this. The air was filled with the voice of triumph and shouts of deliverance. Not until the last sufferer had been what? Relieved. Did Jesus cease his work? What is it you have that you want Jesus to relieve you from? Is it job? Is it spouse? Is it family? Is it health? There's nothing that is too hard for our Heavenly Father to do. It was far into the night when the multitude departed and silence settled down upon the home of Simon. The long, exciting day was past, and Jesus sought rest. But while the city was wrapped in slumber, they were sleeping, the Savior, rising up a great while before day, went out and departed into a what? A solitary place, and there prayed. Are we praying without ceasing? 1 Thessalonians 5:17, Mark 1:35. Early in the morning, Peter and his companions came to Jesus, saying that already the people of Capernaum were seeking him. With surprise, they heard Christ's words. I must preach the kingdom of God to other cities also, for therefore am I sent. Luke 4, verse 43. In the excitement which then pervaded Capernaum, there was danger that the object of his mission would be lost sight of. Jesus was not satisfied to attract attention to himself merely as a wonder working or as a healer or physical disease. He was seeking to what? Draw men to him as their Savior. And I asked this over the last chapter that we did for the previous week, was that, are you someone that people want to be around? Are you someone that is influential in the positive way? Are you a great ambassador for the state and the kingdom of heaven? Have you ever thought about that? He was seeking to draw men to him as their Savior. While the people were eager to believe that he had come as a king to establish an earthly reign, he desired to turn their minds from the earthly to the spiritual. Mere worldly success would interfere with his work. And the wonder of the careless crowd jarred upon his spirit. No self-assertion mingled with his life. The homage which the world gives to position, wealth, or talent was foreign to the Son of Man. None of the means that men employ to win allegiance or command homage did Jesus use. Centuries before his birth, it had been prophesied of him. He shall not cry, nor lift up, nor cause his voice to be heard in the street. A bruised reed shall he not break, and the dimly burning flax shall he not quench. He shall bring forth judgment unto truth. Isaiah 42:2-3 margin. The Pharisees sought distinction by their scrupulous ceremonialism and the ostentation of their worship and their charities. They prove their zeal for religion by making it the theme of discussion. Disputes between opposing sects were loud and long, and it was not unusual to hear on the street the voice of angry controversy or controversy from learned doctors of the law. There were a lot of learned doctors in Washington, D.C., right, on Sunday. And there a lot, they were also there in, was it in Arizona? I think they were in Arizona, and I think they were in Texas, where they're sharing. You hear people say, I'm following the science. What does the science say? What does God say about, you know, the body and how he has designed it so perfect, and it is wonderfully made. The organs are in the right space and the right spot to funnel and flush out toxin and heal the body itself, right? We continue. It says, in marked contrast to all this was the life of Jesus. In that life, no noisy disputation, no, didn't I read that already? No, am I rereading that already again? No ostentation worship. No, I think this is brand new. No ostentatious worship, no act to gain applause was ever witnessed. Christ was hidden God, and God was revealed in the character of his son. Is Christ's character being revealed through us? Just a query. To this revelation, Jesus desired the minds of the people to be directed. The Son of Righteousness did not burst upon the world in splendor to dazzle the senses with his glory. It is written of Christ. His going forth is prepared as the morning, Hosea 6, verse 3. Quietly and gently, the daylight breaks upon the day, dispelling the darkness and waking the world to life. So did the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings, Malachi 4, verse 2. Behold my servant whom I hold, mine elect, in whom my soul delighted. Isaiah 42, verse 1. Thou hast been a strength to the poor, a strength to the needy in his distress, a refuge from the storm, a shadow from the heat. Isaiah 25, verse 4. Thus saith God the Lord, he that create the heavens and stretch them out, he that spread forth the earth and that which cometh out of it, he that giveth breath unto the people upon it, and spirit to them that walk therein. I, the Lord, have called thee in righteousness, and will hold thine hand, and will keep that, and will keep thee, and give thee for a covenant of the people, for a light of the Gentiles, to open the blind eyes, to bring out the prisoners from the prison, and them that sit in darkness out of the prison house. Isaiah 42, verse 5 through 7. I will bring the blind by a way that they knew not. I will lead them in paths that they have not known. I will make darkness light before them and crooked things straight. These things will I do unto them and not forsake them. Verse 16. Sing unto the Lord a new song, praise from the end of the earth, ye that go down to the sea and all that is therein, the isles and the inhabitants thereof. Let the wilderness and the cities thereof lift up their voice. The villages that Kedar doth inhabit, let the inhabitants of the rock sing. Let them shout from the top of the mountains. Let them give glory unto the Lord and declare his praise in the islands. Verses 10 through 12. Sing, O ye heavens, for the Lord hath done it. Shout ye towers, shout ye lower parts of the earth, break forth into singing ye mountains, O forest and every tree therein. For the Lord hath redeemed Jacob and glorify himself in Israel. Isaiah 44, verse 23. From Herod's dungeon, where in disappointment and perplexity concerning the Savior's work, John the Baptist watched and waited. He sent two of his disciples to Jesus with the message, art thou he that should come, or do we look for another? Matthew 11, verse 3. The Savior did not at once answer the disciples' question. As they stood wondering at his silence, the afflicted were coming to him. The voice of the mighty healer penetrated the deaf ear. A word, a touch of his hand, opened the blind eyes to behold the light of day. The scenes of nature, the faces of friends, and the face of the deliverer. His voice reached the ears, oh my, his voice reached the ears of the dying, and they arose in health and vigor. Paralyzed demonics obeyed his words. Their madness left him, and they worshiped him. The poor peasants and laborers who were shunned by the rabbis as unclean gathered about him, and he spoke to them the words of eternal life. Thus the day wore away. The disciples of John, seeing and hearing all, at last Jesus called them to him and bade them go and tell John what they had seen and heard, adding, "Blessed is he whosoever shall not be what? Offended in me." Verse 6, the disciples bore the message, and it was enough. All right, so that is where we're going to stop from days of ministry. I am going to segue and just read a little bit into Saved to Serve, and I'm going to just read a brief paragraph or so from "Freely ye have received, freely give." Amen. There's a scripture. It says to what? It is better to what? Give than to receive. You can't keep this, right? You can't keep this. Just like when he healed that woman, Peter's wife, she began ministering to him and to the disciples, right? When the Samaritan woman came in contact and she was healed from her sinful life. Amen. She was set free. She went and she caused everybody. You cannot be filled when you come in contact with Jesus. Amen. You have to, I mean, it's like medicine to the bones. It says, "Freely ye have received, freely give." The gospel invitation is not to be narrowed down and presented only to a select few who we suppose will do us honor if they accept it. The message is to be given to what? To all. What does Revelation 14:6 says what? To what? We're to bring this gospel to what? Every what? Every nation, kindred, tongue, to all, not just to a selective few. Amen? When God blesses his children, it is what? Not alone for their own sake. So when you get the health remedies, when you get these healing, you are to bring it to others. When you get the word, when you're encouraged, you are to bring it to others. It says when God blesses his children, it is not alone for their own sake, but for the world's sake. As he bestowed his gift on us, it is that we may multiply them by imparting. That means imparting on others. And this is one of my favorite stories. It continued. We just talked about that, right? The Samaritan woman who talked with Jesus at Jacob's well had no sooner found the Savior than she brought others to him. She proved herself a more effective missionary than his own disciples. Y'all hear that? So we had individuals, on Sunday in Washington, D.C. They were proving themselves more being obedient to God, holding steadfast to God, than the very people that says that they're followers of God, that says that they're remnants, some of them, right? The very people that is supposed to champion this liberty of conscience, champion this health message, are saying otherwise. That is scary. That is scary. But we're going to keep our eyes up on Jesus Christ, told us that things are going to come. So we just have to keep praying. Pray for them that they will be enlightened. and they will do what thus saith the Lord and not what thus saith man. Amen and amen. It says, she proved herself a more effective missionary than his own disciples. The disciples saw nothing in Samaria to indicate that it was an encouraging field. Their thoughts were fixed upon a great work to be done in the future. They did not see the right around them was a, they did not see that right around them was a harvest to be gathered. But through the woman whom they despised, a whole city full were brought to hear Jesus. She carried the light at once to her what? To her countrymen. This woman represents the working of a practical faith in Christ. Every true disciple is born into the kingdom of God as a what? As a mission. I'm going to read that again, beloved. Every true disciple is born into the kingdom of God as a missionary. No sooner does he come to know the Savior than he desires to make others acquainted with him. So as soon as you get baptized, you are a missionary. As soon as you decide, I'm going to give my life to Christ, I'm going to go in the watery grave, you become a missionary. You don't have to know the 28 fundamental fundamental doctrines or all of those things. You don't have to know all of those things. As soon as you decided that you are going to surrender your life to Christ, you are a missionary. And so God can use you. Didn't he use a donkey? Didn't he use a whale? Right? So it is not you who's using yourself. It is God that will give you the power, the wisdom, the knowledge to be able to proclaim his word. Amen. And I thank God. I thank God for that. So it says, no sooner does he come to know the Savior than he desires to make others acquainted with him. The sane and sanctifying truth cannot be shut up in his heart. Have y'all experienced that? I'm telling you. He is, oh my goodness. Shutting up in your bone. Oh my goodness. He who drinks of the living water becomes a fountain of life. The receiver becomes a giver. The receiver becomes a giver. The grace of Christ in the soul is like a spring in the desert, welling up to refresh all and making those who are ready to perish eager to drink of the water of life. In doing this work, a greater blessing is received than if we work merely to benefit ourselves. It is in working to spread the good news of salvation that we are brought near to the Savior. Of those who receive his grace, the Lord says, I will make them and the places round about my hill a blessing, and I will cause the shower to come down in its season. There shall be showers of blessing. Ezekiel 34, verse 26. And so, Sister Powell, do you want me to end here? As I know that you're feeling well.
Yes,
I'll end right there.
Yes, and then you can pray. And we have two people on the line who never share. They can sing
absolutely. Bow your heads for us, Heavenly Father, as we reflect on the word that God has given us today. Heavenly Father, we come before you wanting to say thank you for this word. Thank you for this message. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for stirring our hearts, to let us know that it is better to give than to receive. So let us know that when you have filled us with your word, we are to take it and share it to every kindred, nation, tongue, everyone that we come in contact with, Heavenly Father. Lord, we know that when we have come in the presence of you, experience is life-changing. And so like the Samaritan woman, like Peter's wife who was healed, Lord, took that blessing and went out to bless others. Lord, we ask you, Lord, to pour down your Holy Spirit on everybody that is on this line. Remind them, Lord, that
It doesn't matter whether you can't walk, whether you can't talk, whether you're blind, whether you're deaf, whether you're dumb. As long as you are in on the battlefield for God, you are a
yes.
missionary, and God can
yes.
use you to bring glory,
yes,
on and praise.
Lord. Yes, Lord.
Lord, we thank you, Lord, for your healing power. We thank you, Lord, for your encouraging words.
Yes.
As we see our need for you, Lord, we surrender it all. And we pray, Heavenly Father, that you will empty us of ourselves and fill us with the Holy Spirit so that we will be strengthened, we will be bold, not to waver, not to worry, not to murmur, not to complain, but to walk boldly, that you will lead us and you will give us the strength and the power to declare your word. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for hearing and answering, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen.
Amen, 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 amen. Thank you, Sister Stephanie, for that presentation. Brothers and sisters, what happened now? My thing stick. Yes, thank you, Sister Stephanie, for the... Oh, Lord, sweet.
You unmute me, Sister.
Thank you for the presentation, and God is so good, he's so great. Thank you for sharing. And brothers and sisters, we all hear the message, the reading this evening. And we all are missionary. And let us be faithful to go and share what we know, you know, to those out there who do not know. And I just want to thank everyone this evening. And I have few lines here, few names. I'm going to open the line, this 272. Can you just offer a song for us, please? And then I will open the other line and share. And I'm asking my brothers and sisters to continue to lift me up in prayer.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much. God bless you, Sister Powell. Thank you for opening my line. This is Timeco from Pennsylvania. God bless you all, my beautiful brothers and sisters, on this beautiful Health Thursday. Thank you so much. I will sing a song, Standing on the Promises. God bless you all. Amen. Standing on the promises of Christ my King, through eternal ages let his praises ring. Glory in the highest I will shout and sing. Standing on the promises of God, standing on the promises of God, my Savior, standing. I'm standing on the promises of God, standing on the promises that cannot fail. When the howling storms of dawn appear, her sail, by the living word of God I shall prevail. Standing on the promises of God, standing on the promises of God, my Savior, standing. I'm standing on the promises of God, standing on the promises of Christ our Lord, bound to him eternally by love's strong cord, overcoming daily with the Spirit's sword. Standing on the promises of God, standing on the promises of God, my Savior, standing. I'm standing on the promises of God.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much. God bless you, Sister Powell. I'm praying that you feel better. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, 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 amen. Thank you, Sister Tanamiko, for that song, Standing on the Promises of God. Brothers and sisters, we only have the Lord that we can stand on. He is able to do all things for us. He is the great physician. He is the healer. He is the sympathizing Jesus. He gave us his word, and he wants us to be obedient so that we can represent him and also carry his word. Yes, I'm going to open this line. And, brother, we have here the reading. If there is any comment you want on the reading or something you never clear, you can take off yourself star. Take yourself off star 8, star 6, and then you can press 1 and you can ask. I'm going to open this line. And, sister, I'm asking you for a prayer. You know, can open this line. Prayer of healing, 518-482. You didn't get the opportunity to share, so I open the line if you could read prayer for us. 518-482. Your line is open.
Good evening, Sister Paula. I'm very tired now. Hello?
Yes,
Sister
we are.
Are you hearing me?
Yes, we do.
Yes. I said I'm very tired now. I just want to...
Oh, okay.
I'm just going to sing God tomorrow. I just want to sing this song and leave it to you. Because right now...
Okay.
I'm not the best.
Our prayer.
Father, we thank you that we can come to you at this time, thanking you for all the prayer and praises that have gone up. Father, we come to you because we realize how much we need you and we can't do without you. We pray, Lord, that you will bless each one that came on the line this evening and shared to encourage others. And as we are about to leave at this time, Lord, we pray that you will be with each one, especially Sister Powell, who is not feeling well. I thank the Lord for what he has done for me today in taking me up to see my brother and letting us in to see him because we had to take the test. But I just want to thank God for all of his goodness towards us and for keeping us, sheltering us from all the sickness and viruses that are around us. And for now, I want to just give him praise and thanks for each one of us. And Father, as I about to sing this song, we know that God will bless all of us because God's tomorrow will be even better than today. And as I sing this song, I hope it will be an encouragement to all of us on this line. Although I did not get to give my my health tip, but I keep it for next week, okay? God's tomorrow is a day of gladness, and his joy shall never fail. No more weeping, no more sense of sadness, no more force to make a friend. God's tomorrow, God's tomorrow. Every cloud will pass away at the dawning of that day. God's tomorrow, no more sorrow, for I know that God's tomorrow will be better than today. God's tomorrow is the day of greeting. We shall see the Savior's face, and our longing hearts awaits the meeting in that holy, happy place. God's tomorrow, God's tomorrow. Every cloud will pass away at the dawning of that day. God's tomorrow. No more sorrow, for I know that God's tomorrow will be better than today. God's tomorrow is a day of glory. We shall wear the crown of life, sing through countless years, loved old, old story, free forever from all strife. God's tomorrow, God's tomorrow, every cloud will pass away at the dawning of that day. God's tomorrow, no more sorrow, for I know that God's tomorrow will be better than today.
Thank you, Sister Powell, for opening my line.
Amen. Amen.
Hope all of us will have a good night until tomorrow when we meet again. Have a good night, everyone. God bless you all.
Amen. 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 Thank you, Sister Cancinelli, for singing that song, God's Tomorrow, No More Sorrow. And I just want to thank everyone on the line, especially, dear Father, those who were there to render us assistance, Sister Carlos, Sister Stephanie, Sister Leola was there, and also my one beautiful beloved who was there waiting on us this evening, the various reports, Lord, that we have and testimony and the wonderful reading. I just want to say thank you all tonight and thank you for prayer. And I'm asking you continue to really lead me, you know, do not leave me out in your prayer. God's tomorrow, there will be no more sorrow, and he will take away all our burden. He know what we need. And thank you, Sister Stephanie, for that presentation. And also, we remember tomorrow is the Sabbath. Let us really join together and also share, you know, the line with others so that we can invite our brothers and sisters to join us. So thank you all for joining and participating. Yes, so we're going to offer another word of prayer, and then I close. Father, we want to thank you. We want to thank you for the blessings, Lord, of the evening. We want to thank you for the sweet fellowship, every one of us who join here. We want to thank you, dear Lord, for your words of truth, Lord. We want to thank you for using your sons and your daughter in the vineyard by sharing your words out and to allow your children out there who do not know you to know that you are coming soon. We want to thank you, dear Father, for the blessing, despite, Lord, of the pestilence around and all the crises around us, that you have kept us, Lord, and you are here with us. Father, I come, I present myself to you tonight. Lord, I did not know I would set up, Lord, to do the program, but you are my guide. You are everything to me. You are my great physician. And despite, Lord, of the pain, Lord, you were able to allow me to carry through. And thanks for the prayer that my son, that your son and your daughter offer for me. Lord, you are so good. You are so great. We ask you to pour your blessings upon each one of us. And as we leave this evening, allow us to keep our minds upon you. We thank you for hearing and thank you for answering our prayer. In Jesus' loving name we pray with thanksgiving. Amen and amen. Good night, my dear. I will just...